At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Boom. In your face. In your face. He's back. He's back, been on the road. Good to be back in Lincoln. Lincoln, it looks gorgeous. You're gorgeous today, Lincoln. Gorgeous. Weather's fantastic. I left a thunderstorm to get here. Got in late last night, but I'm glad to be back. The Starter Heyman text line is 402-464-5685. You want to be a part of what we're doing? Hit me with a what's up on the text line, and you can be a part of the show. I'm sure you will have questions and comments with our special guest today, so get your texting fingers ready. Lots to talk about along the way. You can follow on all the live video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, Allo Channel 961, and Amazon Prime if you're fancy. If you're fancy, if you have not downloaded the Ticket app, please do so. Good for you. We can go where you go, and it's worth having. So to do that, you're not supposed to have favorite athletes and favorite people when it comes to what you do professionally, but they're just different folks who are good for the environment, good for the culture, good for the program, good for the sport, good for us all. She is the reigning, defending, professional women's tour rookie of the year. She is 2-time national champion. She did the dang thing in 2 different locations. That's when you know, not only can I help the Huskers get a chip, but I can go where I go and win a chip too. And then I'm going to go pro and make everybody proud. Let's welcome Crystal Elliott to one-on-one. Ma'am, welcome back to Lincoln.
I think I already did something wrong.
Oh, geez, you plugged it in. You can plug it. Actually, just grab the headset next to it. There you go. There you go.
Pulling the wire.
Well, that's like, just, what you is know, happening? You know, that is okay. That is exactly what happened. But they can still hear you. Get close to the microphone so they can hear you.
Hey, guys.
There we go, man. It's good stuff along the way. First of all, welcome back. Let the folks know why you're in town.
So the Professional Women's Bowling Tour is hosting the Women's U.S. Open at Sun Valley Lanes and Games this week.
Now, is there a way for fans to enjoy this? Can they go? Is there a ticket price? Is it free? What's the deal?
So you can go to Sun Valley Lanes and Games. Personally, I don't know if they are charging for admission. Okay. However, I mean, you're getting to see some of the world's best women's bowlers. Like, you have Malaysia and Singapore, and then obviously the women from the States. But it's one of those things that, like, this is an opportunity that you don't get in your everyday life. So you might as well take advantage while we're here.
The best in the world. And by the way, there's a bunch of Huskers. Yeah, So who all's repping the Scarlet and Cream? Who's going to participate in this event?
So you have your active assistant coach, Julia Bond. Mm-hmm. You have a previous U.S. Open champion, multi-tour titleist, Liz Culkin. You have Jasmine Mason. I believe they were all actually on this, like, the same team. Mm-hmm. And then you have Jillian Martin, you have Kayla Verstrady, you have me. Oh gosh, there's
Huskers everywhere.
Yeah, I believe, I know I'm missing a few people, but I believe there's at least 12 or more of us competing in this event, like that are already in the main field.
Because I asked that question for a reason. That to say that Nebraska bowling and collegiate bowling, twofold, have both built this thing into this incredible vehicle now.
Absolutely.
And that in the best in the world, that if you had an invitational for the best women's bowlers in the world, that Nebraska Huskers have to be a part of the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty spectacular. So,
We forgot Shannon Pluhowski. How can I forget Shannon?
Well, she's I was going to bring that up because I knew, I know that she would actually come back and go, hey,
be like, Crystal, what the heck?
What is going on with this? Like, what why are you mad? but through all of that, right, that your journey through this thing to get to today and all the stuff that you go through, and people think that collegiate athletes, student athletes have it easy. It's take.
I wish.
But you are the living, walking, talking statement that you have to go through stuff to grow and to be your best. And sometimes you don't even know what changes need to be made.
Mm-hmm.
You just know that in the space that I'm in, something needs to happen. So let's go through. When did you, first of all, let's tell people where's home and what's family. So
I live in Palm Bay, Florida right now. So far East Coast, like same county as Cocoa Beach.
Okay.
Also where NASA shoots off the rockets. Mm-hmm. Like I'm probably like an hour and a half from like
Cape Canaveral. And
Yeah. I'm probably like an hour and a half from like Orlando in itself. It probably takes me like an hour 45 to get to like Disney World. So like I'm like deep in Florida.
You're a Disney kid, aren't you? Like in
absolutely. I'm a Disney kid by heart.
How many pairs of Mickey Mouse ears?
So actually, it's actually so funny that you say that. So I grew up with Disney. And then as I got older and like into college and I'd come home and visit, I actually got Universal passes because I was like, that Disney stuff is so lame. And then after being away for 5 years, I was like, I love Disney. And so now like my biggest, like I have this thing where like I get a pair of ears from another country. So, my favorite pair of ears I have right now are the Pixar ball, mm-hmm. and they're from Tokyo Disney. And then I have so when the Olympics were in Shanghai, they had Team USA ears. So I have those from Shanghai. I have my Tokyo Disney. And then I have one from the States that I just got during Christmas because I was like, oh my gosh, like I love these. Like I can't help but not get them. And so now I think my goal is just to get a pair of ears from every park around the world. And then obviously on my bucket list is to go and see every Disney park around the world.
How many parks do you think you've been to?
I've only been to Disney World.
Only Disney World.
Yeah. But I mean, I had the opportunity to go to Tokyo Disney, but just with some family stuff, I was like, no, it's more important that I go home and then I can go and visit Tokyo Disney with my family. And so bucket list item is to check off every single Disney park. And now that they're announcing that they're probably going to be opening a Disney park in Dubai. That one is going to be cool.
And they will probably have a tournament immediately.
Oh, I know. I'm be like, I'm going. I don't care what tournament it is. I'm bowling.
You're all over but you're worldwide now. You're Crystal worldwide now. This is like
I'm Pitbull.
Right. Like to see the full Crystal tour, right? That no matter where you are, and if you don't follow Crystal on social media, you need to, because one, it's great exposure to the sport. Great exposure to the world. You're all over the country, all over the world, and it's pretty cool. And it's also cool you take a little bit of Lincoln, Nebraska with you.
Yeah.
Let's ask why, when you knew that bowling was the thing and that Nebraska bowling needed to be a part of what you were doing.
So it was one of those things that I went into college not knowing like really what to expect. I mean, you're just going in and you're like, okay, college bowling, everyone talks so highly about it.
Mm-hmm.
But as an 18-year-old, you're just like, what? 17, 18? Like, you're like, what is happening? Like, essentially you are in your mind making this life-changing decision. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh my gosh, like this could be the end all be all. But when I joined the team, my mindset was, I want to win a national championship. And I, like, the team was like the best in the country, in my opinion. Now, I obviously looked at them, and then McKendree, where Brian and Shannon O'Keefe were. Mm-hmm. And I was like, these are the top two teams in the country. So I wanted to be part of that journey and to make my name a part of history, whether it was the school's history or just NCAA bowling in general. Mm-hmm. And it was so funny because my first year on the team in Nebraska, I was like, there's no way, like, how winning a national championship is so hard, no matter what sport you're in. Mm-hmm. And then we go and win the first year I was on the team. And that was also the year that I got player of the year, MVP at the national championship. And it was just an incredible year in itself. And that was the year that we had the snowstorm here in Lincoln.
Yes.
And it was so bad. And we got stuck in our dorm rooms, or like some of the girls in their apartment, like they couldn't get out. And we still had to go to practice. And I laugh about it because I'm like, that was the moment we won the national championship. Because if it was any other program in the country where you're stuck in your apartment, you're stuck in your dorm room, you can't go anywhere, like you're not having practice. And we like made an effort. And now, mind you, I think about it and I'm like, wow, we were all like, are you serious right now? Like, yeah. We have practice. Like, it is like negative 20 out and I can't even, like, this is the most snow Lincoln has gotten. And Florida girl here, snow is like not a thing. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, I can't believe that we're actually going through this right now.
Were you prepared for the weather?
No.
When coming from Florida?
No, absolutely not. And no, and I like, I tell everyone, I'm like, I can't live in the snow anymore. But I mean, eventually, like, I got used to it. But yeah. My worst experience with it, so it was during COVID. But I had one 8 a.m. class, and it was, I think it was like negative 10 out or something. So like, I'm heading to class. It's like 7:45 in the morning. And I had my beanie on while I had just taken a shower. And I didn't think about the wet hair rule, because in Florida, I could just wet my hair and walk outside and nothing's going to happen. Well, I have like a little curly cue on the side of my head, and mm-hmm. I went to go put it behind my ear, and it froze off and snapped. And I was like, I'm done. Texted my teacher, and I was like, I have COVID. I did not have COVID, but she was like, oh no. And then I couldn't go to practice for like the next 2 days, because then they were like, well, you said you had COVID. And I was like, wow, I just really made that hard on myself.
Like, I think, like, to me, fans like to talk about recruiting in a very, very between the lines sort of very simple sort of way, but not recognizing that different parts of the country don't know Lincoln, Nebraska.
Lincoln is a very special place. I mean, the state slogan is not every, what is it?
Not everyone. It's not for everybody.
It's not for everyone. And that is a true statement. Now, I mean, I fell in love with the Lincoln area, and it was just one of those things that, like, I have so many memories, and like coming back, I was like, I remember. And then I would be like, wow, I had a great time here in college. And it like, there's a place in my heart for Lincoln, for sure.
It's interesting. We're talking to Crystal Elliott. She's here with Pro Women's Bowling Tour. They have an event this weekend. But the former Husker, former Jack State, yep. All-American, national champion, all those things. I'm still forgiving you. It's like, you left and then you won.
I will say, it was definitely like, I got a mix of emotions of like messages after I won at Jack State, because people were like, well, like, we love to see you win, but we hate to see that it wasn't with Nebraska. And I was like, you know, like, also at the end of the day, like, I think of myself like business marketing, like, I market myself. I tried to help myself as much as I could, because I knew where my dreams were. And like I had said to you, like, I wanted to learn from one of the best in the world, Shannon O'Keefe, and like her winning mindset, because you don't find that mindset everywhere. And so the opportunity came about, and I was like, I can't pass up this opportunity again, because Brian and Shannon recruited me and I had told them no. And so now then I finally was able to work with them. And
at KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I mean, I truthfully owe them a lot just because of one season with them. I learned so much, and I will be forever grateful for them.
Let's go back, though, and tell me why. I love asking student-athletes this question because it opens a door to the soul. But why did you originally choose Nebraska? Why Nebraska?
Because they win. Like, they have a winning legacy. I mean, they have – I mean, Wichita State at the time wasn't an NCAA program. Mm-hmm. But at the time, like, Wichita and Nebraska were the powerhouses of the country, and everyone knows their legacy no matter what. Like, I mean, Coach Straub, he had built this legacy here at Nebraska for years to come, and the legacy still lives today. Mm-hmm. And it's incredible because when you go into like the Union, you see all of these national championships that are on the wall and you're like, holy cow, like the people that were on the team before, like paved the way for people like me and these girls that are coming in now. And so that's the incredible part, because I was one of those people that I was like, I want to pave the way for the future. And it's so funny because a lot of the girls that are on the team now or some that I like hosted when I was mm-hmm. a student here. And mm-hmm. I'm like, I love that you are enjoying your experience here, because that's what matters. Like, winning is not everything. It seems like everything, because I really want to win. But
yeah. Well, I think a part of the champion core.
Yeah.
A part of the championship core. And not many people compete on a level that you've been on. And at a level that you're at, right. You were a national talent before you got to Nebraska. Like, that's why Nebraska, right? I mean, like, if you go to juniors and in that space, they identify you as a talent. You've worn national colors on, okay, any idea how many times you've represented the USA as far as bowling is concerned?
So I've represented them in a tournament called the Tournament of Americas. Mm-hmm. And just recently I represented them in PAVCON and Champions of Champions. So I believe it's like three or four times, because I went to TOAs twice. So yeah, four times I've represented the United States.
Is there an Olympic space for this?
I mean, I hope so. I will say that like the Champions of Champions and there's a few other tournaments that we go and bowl. Mm-hmm. Those would be the closest to an Olympic like experience that we can get, just because we are not in the actual Olympics. I wish we were, but bowling is just one of those sports that there's so many outliers that could affect one's experience that it makes it a little bit hard, because in the Olympics, like, the ultimate goal is to make it as fair as you possibly can for every single person that is competing, and to make sure that not one person has an advantage over another person. And unfortunately, in the game of bowling, with the oil and the lanes and just even the temperature outside, like, it all plays a factor. And like, unfortunately, we can't just go to a thermostat and like turn down the temperature if we need to.
Well, I mean, I think that's the big part of collegiate bowling, especially here in Nebraska, where it has explained a lot, giving the young ladies exposure and them having shows to be able to talk about, like, to the average bowler, the folks who go in bowling leagues around the area, they have some understanding. But you're talking about now that it's almost like driving a rocket ship. The technology is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, getting your fit proper, no two bowlers can use a ball with the same metrics. It doesn't work.
You have two-handers. You have, like, now I would say two-handers are now becoming more of a play in women's bowling. You didn't see it as much before. Like, you see it all the time on the men's tour.
Yeah.
And like, they're all powerhouses. Like, it's insane, like, how much power that they can just create just by the way that they position their body completely different, hold the ball. Like, it's absolutely incredible.
How would you define your game? Like, are you finesse? Are you power? A combination? Are you touch?
I would say I'm power. Like, most people would say, like, I just had this conversation with the ball reps last week. They're like, you cannot play the lanes like a girl. You have to play the lanes like a guy. And so it's so.
Explain that.
So it most girls don't really get around the ball as much. So like their ball doesn't spin as fast as like mine does. And so realistically, like their adjustments are going to be different from what mine would be. And so that means I'm going to use different balls. I'm going to use different ball speeds. And I probably am going to make a ball change a little bit quicker than they may.
How many active, when you go into, let's say you have a match, your first match, how many balls do you take and set up? Like what's in play?
I try to always keep 12 in the building just in case.
12 in the building. And then.
Yeah. However, the US Open is that tournament that you are only allowed 10 until.
So oh, like, only 10.
Yeah. You. Yeah. Only 10.
Bach, how many would you carry into the room, Bach?
That's just a lot to carry. 12 bowling balls. That's heavy.
And then the weight matters, right? The core matters. It all changes. So let's go through. The folks can say, okay, you walk into a bowling alley. Most folks have some idea about what size ball they want to play with.
Right.
You, the ball that you're going to throw most, your first ball, what weight do you prefer?
15.
15. See? You.
But it's also weird because when you get a ball fitted for you, this is like the pro shop side of me coming out. But when you get a ball fitted for you, I tell people it's probably about a pound or two lighter. When you actually get it fitted compared to like, if I picked up a 15 pound house ball, I'd be like, oh my goodness, I could never. And so I'd want to go for like those 12 pound balls. But realistically, if like you went into a pro shop and you got your own bowling ball, I mean, I would say like go up maybe a pound or two that you normally, like if you use 12, maybe use 13.
Cause the core is different. It's balanced different.
Right.
Right. And you're, as you said, you're a high revolution bowler. So what kind of core is better? Solid core, a thicker, more centralized core?
It just depends what you're bowling on. Right. So it depends on the mills that are out on the lane, how long the oil pattern is. And also you have to think about the characteristics of the house in general. So a lot of bowling centers right in front of the front desk is going to hook a little bit more than some parts of the other house, because that's where most of your open play is. If you look at, when you go into a bowling center, they're not going to put an open play person all the way at the end. They're probably going to put a more experienced bowler closer towards the end.
Television like, cameras, more of the correct. Crowd, right? You don't want them inconvenienced. You don't want the national champion inconvenienced.
Right. A lot of times that they actually close the center down. So like this week, like the center, so Sun Valley Lanes will be closed and only open to the people that are in the field.
So we had a question from the text that says, I have a bowling question for those. Is palming the ball allowed or is the thumb mandatory as a professional?
So if you look at the men's tour, there are people that like do not use their thumb. And
that
so,
is just bananas to me.
You could go on YouTube and just look up the reels that the PBA tour has posted.
Yeah.
And you'll see a combination of two-handers and one-handers. But ultimately, like I tell people, it's not how you get to the foul line, it's just how you throw the ball. So I mean, if these people feel more comfortable, and when you're a two-hander, you're only putting two fingers in. However, I have seen people that are that have the two-handed style and then they put their thumb in as well, and I'm like, I don't know how you do it, but if it works for you, it works.
What's the last finger on the ball for you? Because I've heard different bowlers talk about, you know what, some people where the thumb is really the driver, right? It's their balance. But power bowlers tend to go, okay, I know what speed and velocity I want to leave. I want it to leave my hand with, but what's most important for you when you let it go?
It depends. I mean, I have different finger positions, but my thumb is always the first to come out.
Okay.
I do use my thumb.
Okay.
But my middle finger is normally the last to like leave the ball. I mean, a little bit longer than my ring finger, but
well, you've, genetically you well look usage matters right. Usage matters for several reasons to go through and understand it. It's always funny to me that bowlers, the reaction to it's the same as pitchers know last touch, whether this, you know what, that's a good one. And your best reactions are when you think you just let go of the perfect ball And those pens just stand there and laugh at you and go, nope.
Well, I actually just did that. First stop, I left a 5-7-10. So I left the center pin and then the two on the end.
Yeah.
And normally that doesn't happen, especially with like a power player like me.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a great shot, actually. And I was like, you know what? At least it should have just 7-10, not 5-7-10. But the pin also moved back. So it was in the same like line as the
really tough to 7 push.
And the 10. And so like I only made one of them, but I was like, oh my goodness, like seriously. And I mean, I posted on social media because it's one of those things that like I laugh about it. Like bowling to me, like in the moment, it is so serious and like it's life or death. But right after, it's like I have to at least laugh about it. And so like I always like that's one thing that I try to do with like my followers is I always like have them laugh with me because I'm like these things happen all the time. And if we can't laugh at ourselves, like we're not enjoying our life and our life enough to even just be like, you know what, like let's just have a good time.
But I've heard you say next ball, like you next ball. It doesn't matter. Like I don't have time.
Memory of a goldfish. It's so funny. I love this part about me. And I think it's one of my favorite things that I do when I bowl. But my ball refs come up to me and they're like, what did you leave? And I'm like, I don't know. And they're like, business. Well, that doesn't help. And I'm like, you didn't see it. And they're like, no. And I'm like, I think I left a 10 pin. And so like, we just, it's things like that, that I'm like, well, maybe I need to pay a little bit more attention. Cause sometimes I'm like, this is what I left. This is how I left it. And I don't know how I left it. And then there's times I'm like, I have no idea.
But before we go to break, do you go back and watch your matches?
No.
That part. Like,
no.
I don't know any professional athlete who just refuses to watch what they just did. Like, because it's the part, the analytics of it. Mm-hmm. Most people have now, they have the analytical breakdown, swing breakdown, release, follow through, velocity, spin rate, all those things. And
I mean, there are times that maybe I'm like, oh, I need to see this. Like if I win a title, or I should say when I win my first title,
go ahead.
Like that's probably one of those things that I'll watch it just because it's like, oh my gosh, like that was my first time like doing this, like a memory that I want to cherish. But I mean, ultimately, like I know what I was doing in the moment. I don't really need to replay it in my head.
Well, your muscle memory is astounding. And that's part of how you're able to be a pro. Mm-hmm. But it's all of that. We'll talk about your best shots. We'll talk about your favorite, the favorite lanes to play on. Some folks for folks to pay attention to this weekend as well. Crystal Elliott is in town for the Professional Women's Bowling Tour. And when we come back, I want to get into giving some insight for transfers, transfer portal, NIL, and what it can do for the young ladies in the bowling program, the best ways to help, and the things that people maybe misunderstand about it. There's a lot in play. We'll have that discussion when we come back.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Big news! Wayfair's end-of-season sale is here. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus, amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on home finds in every style. This is your last chance to score end-of-season savings, and it's happening now. Did we mention fast shipping on everything? Don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off now through September 2nd.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.